traditions of men.
Okay, one of the traditions, too. If your family has always been Democrat, you've always voted that way. You're third or fourth generation Democrat, and you're voting Democrat. How dare you? I mean, the Democrats are now drawing a line and saying, we approve of abortion. We approve of partial birth abortion. If you're a born-again believer today, you're going to go against the tradition of your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather, and you're going to vote on the side of Jesus Christ, and that is to save lives. So there's one tradition. You know, people, I mean, if you're a believer, I could not be a believer, Darren, and vote Democratic.
Straight line.
Straight line.
Now, but there are some good Democrats. I understand that,
but they're still pro-choice.
In terms of the policy of the party.
So there's one tradition that you might have to break in order to be a believer in this day and age.
You know, I'll also say that if you belong to a secret organization or to a strong union that's coming against godly principles, you better think about that.
That's right.
I mean, you better really think about that, because to be a good union member, and I used to belong to the Teamsters when I was in Seattle. I was going to college. The only way you could get a job, I mean, you couldn't even work in a dime store in Seattle without having a union button on. You couldn't sell newspapers on the street.
But
in other words, it was
today.
A strong union town.
You can today, though. You can work without being in the union.
Well, but I'll tell you, though, the reality is it's really hard in some areas. But if that union is asking you to do some things that compromise your walk with the Lord, guess what has to go?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I went to one union meeting, and I thought this guy was a Pentecostal preacher. I mean, he had these guys whipped. If he would have said kill, those guys would have walked out there and done it.
Oh, I'm sure that's been done. I'm sure that's been done.
And you know, I was in one of those unions where, I mean, they used to turn cars over and burn them and kill people and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'm just saying, you know, Barb and I have had a varied work background. We mm-hmm. you know, we haven't always been, you know, in full-time Christian work.
Oh, no, not at all.
I've had to work. I worked in the slums to get through college.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in shipyards. I worked on the waterfront. Okay, I've worked in the oil fields. I'm telling you, I know what it's like to be out there with some guys that never get their hands clean because they can't get them clean. They work in such dirty circumstances.
Well, and the stress of just working with people of all kinds in the world.
That's right.
Darren, before we go today, I'd love to have you come against those spirits that we were just talking about and loose those spirits of love and mercy and faithfulness and revelation knowledge on our friends that want to break this bond, break the chains around them of religion that we've been talking about.
You know, Barbara, first of all, before we can break the bondages, people have to have their eyes opened. And I like what Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1. He said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened and be opened up. And Father God, that is such a great desire for me and for Barbara, is to see our people wake up and to realize that in many cases, they've been around those traditions so long it's familiar territory. And these traditions are dream thieves. They kill our potential. So, Lord God, today, on behalf of our friends, we come against the spirit of hypocrisy. We come against spiritual blindness. We come against the spirit of bondage. Yes, the spirit of strangulation, that smothering spirit. The spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of control. The spirit of manipulation. Father God, yes, those traditions of men, traditions of churches, traditions of family, Father God, that keep our friends from stepping over into the faith walk and trusting you and knowing that's the way to go and not over here compromising and conforming all the time to those religious traditions, those rules and laws and regulations, Father God, that keep you out and that keep them out of the kingdom of God. Father God, we want them to step into the kingdom. You say that we should seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Father God, when we're made righteous in Jesus, your very nature comes into us. Lord, you don't want us living in two worlds, living with that conflict of saying, God, I want to live a holy life, but I need to conform to these rules and laws and regulations to be accepted. Father God, let us not fear rejection so much that we compromise and live with the traditions of men. And Father, I thank you that today you're liberating us. You're setting us free.
Yes.
Father God, you're giving us spiritual eyes and spiritual understanding so we can step into the kingdom of God and we can receive your very best. Father, I thank you that even in your word you say that we must believe that you exist and that you reward us that diligently seek you, that faith is a requirement, not just an option, but it's a requirement. So Lord, I say our people are being liberated and set free from those traditions. And Father God, they're seeing the bondages, the entrapment that they've been in. Lord, they're seeing those death camps. Some of them, Lord, are in death camps. They may call them churches, but these things are strangling their opportunities and their potential. Father God, let them open their eyes. Let them open their eyes and let them seek a church that will liberate them and set them free and teach them the mysteries of the Word. Father, we are called the steward of the mysteries, that we hold the secret counsels, Lord, that we are to go out and teach and liberate and set people free with the message of Jesus Christ. Father God, we cover this teaching today. Father, we're coming against the traditions like Jesus did. We cover this teaching with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and the word of our testimony. Amen. Amen. Amen.